ABC Listen.
Hello, hello, my friends. My name is Ruby, and you are listening to News Time.
Hello, Ruby.
Hi, Ruby.
Hello.
On the show today, we are hearing about how a famous Aussie breakfast food could be given an unusual job helping recycle computers. We'll learn about how birds pick which trees they want to live in, and we'll meet a teenager who's been busy fighting for the environment. We'll dance along with some Indigenous kids who are connecting with their culture, and then it'll be time to head out of town and out to the farm for...
Well, on the week.
That's the one. What do you think? Are you ready?
I'm excited.
Story number 5.
Vegemite is a famous Aussie spread. It's thick and black and sticky. Most people like to have it on toast with butter. Some people love Vegemite. I love Vegemite. But there are also lots of people who think it's gross.
I love Vegemite because it has nutrition and it's yummy. I put it on my bread and I eat it.
I don't like Vegemite. It's very strong for my throat and it makes my throat sting a little bit.
I don't like Vegemite.
I love Vegemite, especially when there's so much on top.
Vegemite on toast is a classic breakfast meal, but the salty spread can be used for other things too, and some of them might surprise you. For example, when old computers and televisions and tablets and tech devices break, they can't be recycled very easily.
Throw it in the bin. You should recycle the old computer or TV.
If they're not treated carefully, the plastics and chemicals in our old technology become toxic to people and the environment. A team of scientists in Austria has been investigating this problem, and they have found a possible solution in a surprising place. They used something called spent brewer's yeast. That's one of the main ingredients in Vegemite, to break down old metal in a lab. The yeast did a great job. Not only did it break the metal down, it did it without creating any extra waste. It was cheap too, which means it could be easier for organisations like councils and governments to use yeast in their regular recycling services.
I like that idea and it's really good.
You can use it for our iPad to make it break down, but I'll never do that to my iPad because I love watching YouTube.
There's still more research to do, but scientists hope this discovery will make recycling easier, cheaper, and safer. In the meantime, don't you go putting Vegemite on any of your electronics. Let's keep it on our hot, buttery toast where it belongs.
Story number 4.
This story is all about trees.
I have a favourite tree, a lemon tree.
Oak trees? These tall trees where I come out to the park.
I like to climb every tree in the world.
I like climbing trees because I like acting like koalas.
I can see everywhere on the clouds.
Trees are fantastic, aren't they? What kinds of trees do you think birds like best? Some scientists from the University of Melbourne and the Australian National University have been looking for an answer to that very question. They used special lasers to scan trees of all different sizes. Then they mapped out the branches. They figured out that older trees had more branches than younger ones. Old trees have had more time to grow, so it makes sense that they have more branches. But as trees get older, their branches die and they lose their leaves. These branches, the really old ones, they're the ones that birds prefer to perch on, because they're easier to land on and easier to take off from.
Make nest, care for the eggs, care for the babies.
Old trees, because they're very big and animals can't get up there and take their babies.
They can make a nest and hide in the leaves.
The tricky thing is that when trees get old, it's those old branches that birds love most that are most likely to fall and drop to the ground without notice. That can be pretty dangerous because they could hurt people or damage things like cars. So local councils, they tend to cut down old trees, and that's sad news for the birdies. So scientists say we need to find a balance between letting big trees grow nice and old and keeping people safe from falling branches.
Leave them alone and make sure there's no birds in them before we cut them down for paper.
Exactly.
Story number 3.
A trailblazing teenager named Anjali Sharma is working hard to protect the environment. What she does has a lot to do with climate change. That's the way the weather is getting more extreme around the world. It's hotter in lots of places, or windier, or drier. Many of the effects of climate change are because of human activity, like burning fossil fuels or cutting down too many trees. When Anjali was 14, she helped organise a school strike for climate in Melbourne. That meant that some students skipped class to go to protests to try and get the government's attention. The government is a group of people in charge of making laws about how our country runs, and Jali wanted them to know that students care about the environment.
So we could breathe.
So all the animals and sea creatures don't die, and we can breathe and we have some food to eat so we don't die.
To protect the animals.
Anjali's 19 years old now. She's finished high school and she's studying hard to become a lawyer. She's also spending her time working with other teenagers to convince the government to make more changes to protect the environment. Anjali and her friends are working hard, but not everyone agrees that they're using their time the best way. Sometimes people can be discouraging. But Anjali isn't letting that get to her. She's determined to do her best and fight for what she believes in.
Story number 2.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples have lived on this land for tens of thousands of years. They've built communities, studied the stars, shared ideas, and told stories through song and dance. Today, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples around the country still use dancing to help tell stories.
It looks like very old dancing, not new dancing. I love dancing. My favourite song is Self-Esteem.
Recently, Indigenous students at public schools in New South Wales had the chance to explore traditional dance and storytelling as part of Aboriginal dance workshops with Bangara. Bangara is a dance company made up of Indigenous dancers who perform Indigenous stories. This year, they've been doing school programs in person and online. That means it's not just the kids in the big cities who get to participate. Kids living in regional or remote areas can have a go too.
You show the people if they don't know they're dancing.
It's good exercise for their muscles.
It's because they have to pay respect to the Aboriginal elders, and that's what they do for Aboriginal dancing.
This program, it's been going for 14 years and it keeps getting bigger. This year, 3 times more students applied to the workshops than the year before. That shows there's a huge appetite to learn more about connecting through culture. And here we are, my friends. It's time for...
Wow of the Week.
Your story made me go wow because there was this giant blueberry.
What's small, round and blue, sometimes squishy and a little bit sweet? Well, you sort of gave it away already. It's a blueberry.
I love them. I like putting them on my nose and making it fall into my mouth.
On the New South Wales mid-north coast, Costa Berries Farm has been experimenting with different kinds of blueberries. Now they've grown one the size of a ping pong ball. That's about 10 times bigger than your average blueberry.
It was very big.
The blueberries we see at supermarkets are pretty small, but lots of people want to see bigger ones. So, the farmers at this farm have been spending their time testing out different varieties and growing techniques to see just how big they can get their plump blueberries. So tell me, how do you reckon they got this behemoth berry so big?
I think they left it in the garden for really long and they didn't pick it until it got really big.
I think they put this special potion on it,
watered it forever and never stopped.
The farmers said the champion blueberry is the result of good breeding and good growing. It's an Eterna variety, and despite its massive size, it's still sweet and still nice and firm. When this team realised the bulbous blueberry was a record breaker, they contacted the Guinness World Records to let them know. And, yep, it's official. This is the biggest blueberry ever grown. It's been in an industrial freezer since it was picked in November, while the farmers figure out what to do with it.
They should sell it. $30.
$100!
I think they ate it. Did they eat it?
They said it doesn't feel right to pop it in a smoothie, so who knows what will happen to this fulsome fruit. And here we are, my friends, at the end of another countdown. But don't feel blue, it was a very good one.
Thank you, Ruby.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. I'll catch you next week with 5 news stories. But in the meantime, why not try the News Time quiz? The questions and the answers are in the show notes.
Bye, Ruby. See you later.
See you later. Or as they say in Vietnamese, tạm biệt. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. It's free from your App Store.